court. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, I want to welcome you to Only Believe Ministries Christian Center right here in Kenton, Ohio. Hallelujah. And right away, I want to say welcome to a Happy New Year. Amen. And 2020. I believe that 2020 is going to be a year that has great abundance within it. I believe that this is going to be a year where we're going to see many things transpire in the kingdom of God and in the body of Christ. I believe that God is pivotally positioning the church to start rising into places of victory and authority. And it is time for us, each one of us, to stir our faith and believe that the best days are out in front of us. It's one thing for us to appreciate where we've been. It's another thing to appreciate what God has done. But I'm telling you that this is a time where God's expecting us to believe him for much more. And as we get into worship tonight, I just want your heart to be open. I want your spirit to be stirred. And I want you to just start believing God right now as we move forward, for the best is yet to come, and that there's much more for us to see be done in his kingdom. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Amen. Tonight, stand with us and worship.
River, and we'll never find. deeper, deeper still. So I come in deeper, deeper still. Into your love, into your love.
Hey! You are Soldier and an army of the Lord. Listen, when an army is fighting, and I've never been in an army, but I've been fighting before, and I start to lose, there's something that rises up in me that says, fight harder. There's something in me that says, do something different right now and get in a position where you have the advantage in this situation. Change strategies. Do what you got to do. But get up and get this done now. That's what rises up in me. That's one of the reasons I believe God chose me. Because I won't lay down for anybody. And I won't lay down for you. And you won't lay down for me. Why are you laying down for yourself? Listen, you're a soldier. You're a warrior. And it's time for you to change strategies. And you say, what do you mean? Lord, help me. 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 Lord, I thank you that you've made me stronger. And I thank you that I'm a child of the Most High God. And I thank you that greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. And that all power and authority lives in this body because you live in this body. That's how your strategy has to change. We're not the, oh, woe is me. You are the strongest being on this earth because Jesus lives within you. Amen. This is not an oh woe is me time. This is a time for you to rise up. There are people around you that need you. You want to act like you love people? Then stand up. Love yourself and let's get it together. Listen, I don't mean to be hard, but this is coming up because there is something coming at us. And you know what? It's not overtaking. This place is standing strong. We are standing strong as a body. The world is standing strong for Jesus. Listen, this world will not be overtaken. Why? Because you're the soldier he sent. You are who he put here to make sure that never happened. It's not happening on our watch. Amen? It's not happening. Listen, this is our first time to get together as a family of faith and worship the new year in. Amen? So let's not hold anything back from him. Let's not think about the 20 million things that may be going in your mind, about other things that are out there, things that you've got to do, bills that need to be paid. Listen, he is greater than any need, than any situation, than any person that thinks they're going to rise up against me or you, than any addiction, than any, I'm just trying to think of, than anything that tries to rise up against you. Anything. If you can think it, he's greater. If you've been through it, he's greater. Come on, we need to do other. I will not fear. I won't fear because God is with us. Amen.
I will not fear, for you are with me. I see this fight from the victory. No power of hell can stand against me. Cause I've seen this fight from the victory. I will not fear, for you are with me.
working on a mind change for 2020. 20,000, what is it? 2020, 2020. I said it right. Whew. We're working on a mind change. What we've done this far has brought us this far. And thank you, Jesus, that you have brought us this far. But in our new mindset and in our new season, nothing can stop us. Nothing can slow us down. Nothing can make us sit down. And we've sat down in the past and we're doing it. And we have to say, yes, I will. I choose it. I choose you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
I count on one thing. Sing God, never fails. Will not fail me now. You won't fail me now. I'm waiting. Sing God, who's never late. It's working on. Fail me now. You won't fail me now. We're waiting. Sing God, it's never late. It's working all things out. Working all things out. Yes, I will let you hide in the lowest valley. Yes, I will bless your name.
Oh, yes, I
Lord. Hallelujah. I'm just going to spend probably the fewest minutes I've spent in a long time preaching to you guys, just because I believe that this is a night of pressing in and really soaking in his presence. And I want to remind us that in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16, it says, "Nevertheless, when it shall turn to the Lord, the veil shall be taken away. Now the Lord is that Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty." And I want you to understand something, that you have absolute liberty right now. Now, the discovery of that liberty and the power to walk in that liberty is directly related to your willingness to release your faith and to believe God. And it is your time to be stirred. It is your time to know that liberty is related to your willingness to let yourself go deeper into the realm of God at every opportunity. I want you to realize here that this is something that is so critical, because it says, "But we all with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord." I want us to understand something. Do you know that there's no limit to the realms of glory or faith that you can step into? I want you to recognize the fact that we get changed from glory to glory. What does that really mean? I want you to understand what that means. That means that at each time you develop and release your faith, you're going to move into a new dimension of God. You're going to move into a place where your faith can ascertain more, and you're going to move into a place where you can see God more and more in your life than ever before. From glory to glory. What I want you to know is that from the time you're here till you go up, there's no limit to what can happen in your life, and there's no limit to what God wants to bring to you. I want you to know that there should never be a time where you get a far along in life and you just think that this is it. I've reached the end. I can't do any more. God probably won't do more for me. I tell you what, that should never be our mindset, because the truth is God is constantly aware of who we are, and he's regularly, constantly looking to move into our life. And I want you to recognize that as we go into this new year, there's no limit to the possibilities of what God can and will do. I want you to be stirred within yourself. I want you to be stirred to the point where you stir yourself back up on things you've given up on. I want you to be stirred to the point where you start writing down things and believing God for that which is supernatural. I want you to just get to the point where you are really opening your heart up and say, "God, I'm going to do it again." See, there's times where if we're not careful, life will beat us up just enough to try to quench our thirst, our hope, and our faith that we can see more. And I'm telling you that God says from glory to glory, you're going to be changed. And that means that from each step of faith, faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God, that by each step of faith, stirring yourself, grabbing yourself, and going into that next place of God, you're going to discover more of what he has for you. And I tell you what, we're just going to go back into some more worship here. And I'm telling you that that's our word. From glory to glory, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And that liberty is open in your life and open for you to see the great things of God. Now, don't give up when challenge comes. Don't give up when difficulty hits. Don't give up when resistance comes. You're going to have to stir yourself, and you're going to have to rise above difficult moments and know that God is going to do something to be faithful to you. Because I tell you what, the first thing that will happen when you stretch your faith is battles will come. But what can happen if you endure the battle is you will see outcomes of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Amen? Let's be stirred. And let's ask God to change us from glory to glory. Let's ask God to take us into new places of His greatness.
Darkness.
light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop, you never stop working. You never stop, you never stop working. Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop, you never stop working. You never stop, you never stop working. Even when I don't see it, you're working.
Even when I don't see it, you're working.
stand only in my life. In your love alone, my soul is satisfied. Be my obsession, first and only in my life. In your love alone, my soul is satisfied. Sing it out. Be my obsession, first and only in my life. In your love alone, my soul is satisfied. First and only in my life. In your love alone, my soul is satisfied. Be my heart's obsession. First and only in my life. In your love alone, my soul.
Give hope. your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise to you, only God. Oh Lord, we pour out, Lord, we pour our praise on you, God. We lift our voice, we cry, holy God. Lord, you're worthy, Lord. Sing this tonight in all the earth. And all the earth will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry, these bones will sing.
Encouraging words. I've done this, I've done that, I've done that.
And I'll tell you what the Lord told me when I was laying on the floor. He said, it's time for you to take action on what I've told you. It's time for you to stand up and be the soldier I called you to be. You don't need another hand laid on you. You don't need another fleshy person giving you another word. You don't need any of that. What you need is to get before me and hear me speak my word to you. What you need to do is come back to me. Some of your salvations has left Jesus, and you've put it in the comfort of where he placed you once you got saved. And he's saying it's time to come back to your first love. Come back to Jesus. It's time for action. It's not time for somebody else to lay hands on you. It's not time for somebody else to give you a word, but it's time for Jesus to speak in your ear. Amen.
Stripped away, and I simply come.
are more than a song, for a song in itself is not what you have required. You search much deeper within, through the way things appear. You're looking into
from this moment on, Lord, that there's nothing that we can do within ourselves, only through you, only through you. And Lord, I just ask that you strengthen, you go through, touch each person as they have cried out to you. You said you will hear our prayers. You said that you will do those things that we ask when we ask it in your name. And Lord, I know that you've heard our cries. I know that you've seen our tears. I know that you've seen those bad times that we've been in. I know that you've seen the good times. But Lord God, you're not fazed by not one part of that, Lord God. That you are unmovable, steadfast in every way. And Lord, I thank you that you go through each person right now. Just encourage and strengthen. Bring peace and joy. Bring a peace. Father, there's people that are not sleeping at night because their minds won't stop. I pray that mind stops tonight because it's worry and it's fear. And it's thoughts of what can't be. What am I going to do? Lord, I call that to stop right now in Jesus' name, and I just release your peace over their mind. Father, I thank you. This will be the best night's sleep they've had in a long time. Lord, I thank you that we are here for you. That there is a world out there that is lost and dying. And we get ever closer to the day that Jesus calls us into the air. And Lord, we want to take as many people with us. What a tragedy it will be the day the people are left behind. Help us, Lord, to reach as many for you so that there's none left behind. Lord, we just praise you and give you glory in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 I think we're going to continue this worship through offering and praise. Or through you. You knew what I meant. I'm not thinking straight. Tithes and offering. And we're just going to give God glory through everything. Amen. I just think some of us are so focused on money, and you say only rich people are really focused on money. That's not truth. Mm-mm. Don't think about money. They got it all. What do they need to think about it for? It's the ones who need it and don't have it that focus on it the most. Amen. But we've got a God that said he will do exceedingly abundantly above all we may ask or think. And we've got a God that says, I will supply your needs according to my riches and glory in Christ Jesus. That's endless. That's boundless. That's numberless. There's no limit to him. He said that if we would do his word, that he would rebuke the devourer on our behalf. And I'm thanking him that tonight he's rebuked the devourer on our behalf. Amen. I thank you, Lord, that you've opened the windows of heaven and poured out over top of us blessings that we can't contain. And that's not just talking about finances. In every area of our life, every person that we come across, let it touch them all, Lord God. And Father, we just give you glory for it. And Father, I just pray over it right now. I thank you for touching lives, for moving on people's hearts, for touching every seed sown. Every single seed sown, we believe that you will bring a harvest back, Lord God, and that your word will do what it says it will do. You know, as we were driving in today, Lord, I'm saying it for them because you and I have already had this conversation, but as we were driving in today, I looked at the fields, and I looked at the trees, and I looked at the sky, and then I thought about your word. Everything on this life passes away, except for the trees. Well, they do, but the world, the earth is still here when we go. It says that your word will never fail. Your word will always be. Your word will be forever. When we're long gone, your word will still be here. And we still use that same word today that was used thousands of years ago. And the power has not lost one spark. Still the same power in that word as when Jesus was here speaking it. As when Jesus was here walking around. And I thank you, Lord God, that we go with the confidence that as we do your will, your word is always yea and amen in our lives, Lord God, and it will never, ever return void. And we give you glory for it in Jesus' name. You can bring up your offerings.
And I'll bring you more than a song, for a song in itself.
Children of the Most High God, warriors, soldiers, with everything equipped, with every bit of equipment, every piece of armor that we need to fight this fight. And I thank you that we're going to get on our face before you. We're going to seek you more. We're going to get in your word more. We're going to be prepared more, Lord God. We're going to be ready for everything that you have us to be ready for, Lord God. Because you can count on why you put us here. And we are going to accomplish what you've put us here for, Father God. Every single one of us. You chose us for this time frame. And we are going to be ready, Lord. We are going to do what you've called us to do. And we will be the place that you've put your name on. And people come, they don't see faces of us, they see you. When people hear, they hear you. Lord, we give you glory for it in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 We got the cameras off?